aircheckdownloads.com.
To CI News at 9, Alan Saunby reporting. Local territorial army units are among 20,000 part-timers reinforcing NATO forces in Operation Crusader, the largest massing of Allied forces since World War II. This report from Chris Kelly.
60 infantrymen of D Company, the 1st Wessex, based at Holdenhurst Road, Bournemouth, and another 60 riflers from D Company in Dorchester are now safely in Germany, taking their positions at the front line of a major battle, Operation Spearpoint, due to start in 36 hours' time, and involving some 100,000 men in total. Also participating, the Wallistown platoon and soldiers from Bulford Camp. Not fighting, but playing a major role as umpires, are the 1st Battalion, the Royal Hampshires. The army is expecting up to 50 fatalities in the exercise, which is expected to cost around £15 million to stage.
Dockers leaders are meeting in London this morning to decide whether to give official backing to a call for a national strike by men on Merseyside. 170 Liverpool dockers are threatened with redundancy, and they say this would break the industry's national agreement signed 8 years ago. One of the men who drew up that agreement, the transport workers' former leader Jack Jones, backs the Merseyside dockers.
The dock workers of Britain have accepted tremendous technological changes. They've accepted the container, packaged timber, all sorts of new methods. To say that they must accept redundancy, compulsory redundancy, is a travesty. And as I say, it's a breach of an agreement. And if employers are going to breach agreements, then they must expect a very militant attitude from the dockers in the future.
An 18-year-old Southampton sailor is to appear in a West London magistrate's court later today, charged with murdering a shipmate. Detectives flew to Tenerife to arrest Dean Turner after an incident on board an oil tanker off the coast of West Africa in which a man died. Foreign Secretary Lord Carrington returns from holiday today to face mounting public questions about the death in Saudi Arabia of British nurse Helen Smith. The Foreign Office is denying any suggestion of a cover-up over the party given by British surgeon Richard Arnott and his wife Penny. But Lord Carrington remains concerned the controversy might damage relations with the Saudis. Here's Paul Beard.
The official version of how Helen Smith and her Dutch boyfriend, Johannes Otten, met their deaths is that they fell from the balcony of the Arnott's apartment during an illegal drinks party. But Lord Carrington is plainly worried at the continued suggestions that Miss Smith was actually assaulted and murdered, and that her body was either thrown or carried downstairs. This theory has gained credence following the disclosure that her near-naked body was discovered some considerable distance away from her boyfriend's. The British Vice Consul in Jeddah, Gordon Kirby, who's been recalled to answer questions by Yorkshire Police on the incident, is expected to have a meeting with the Foreign Secretary later today to give an individual report on the incident. Paul Beard, RN.
A man is due to appear in court in Middlesbrough today, charged with the murder of 17-year-old football fan Craig French. The teenager died after allegedly being assaulted after the First Division game between Middlesbrough and Nottingham Forest last weekend. Police investigating a house fire in Southampton believe the blaze could have been set deliberately. The fire broke out in a first-floor bedroom of an unoccupied house in Melchett Road in the Harefield area of the city. Abroad now, and an air search is on for the British freighter Derbyshire with 44 crew members in the Pacific off Japan. The ship, carrying 165,000 tons of iron ore from Canada to Kawasaki, made its last contact with a shipping firm in Japan last Tuesday. Patrol ships and more planes might be mobilized, pending the outcome of the search. Typhoon Orchid is now approaching southern Japan. President Carter's re-election campaign manager, Tim Kraft, has taken leave of absence because of an investigation into allegations that he's used cocaine. Mr. Kraft says he's innocent of charges, that he used the drug on two occasions, and he wants to clear himself before the FBI inquiry. He claims he's withdrawing from the president's campaign because he doesn't want to do Mr. Carter any political damage. The allegations against Mr. Kraft have grown out of an investigation of alleged cocaine use by White House aide Hamilton Jordan, who's now been cleared of the charges. At 11 o'clock this morning, Francis Drake is sailing into Southampton on the Golden Hind to open the 1980 International Boat Show. But both ship and master are only replicas of the real thing. Lieutenant Commander Drake has been borrowed from the occasion from his normal duty as skipper of the Sea Cadet training ship, Royalist, and it's all to commemorate the 400th anniversary of the real Sir Francis's voyage round the world. And local boat builders are well represented among the 800 boats on show, as Publicity Officer Christine Young pointed out.
Obviously, because we're in Southampton on the south coast, we have an awful lot of local companies here exhibiting their boats, from Paul especially, and of course the Hamble, all around this area, as well as many boats, of course, from abroad, now that we're an international show.
The 2CR weather check. At the moment, it's dry and rather cloudy. It will be quite warm today, with some sunshine during the afternoon. The temperature at Herne Airport is 15 degrees centigrade. The outlook continuing changeable and quite warm. Alan Saunby, 2CR News at 9:05.
Aircheckdownloads.com.